Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories: truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God Israel.
We're going to have the readings first, and then I'll go to the outline. The first reading. The Gentiles' official call and promises for God. Acts 17:23, Psalm 119:45. That is Psalm 119, verse 145. Job 37:6, John 1:22. Judges 13:17, John 1:38, Jonah 1:8, Judges 9:10, Isaiah 3:6, Psalm 9:10, Genesis 27:40, 1 Kings 12:4, Judges 9, verse 12, Genesis 44:10, Ecclesiastes 1:13, Exodus 4:17, 1 Samuel 9:6, Psalm 83:1, Matthew 6:13, Jeremiah 8:10, 1 Peter 2:15, Hosea 14:2, Psalm 90, verse 17 and 16, Nehemiah 5:12, Isaiah 41:11 and 12, Job 11:18, 1 Samuel 23:27, and Judges 9:14. To the unknown God, hear me, O Lord, be thou on the earth. Who art thou? What is thy name? We shall do thee honor. Where dwellest thou? And of what people art thou? Come thou and reign over us, the Gentiles. Be thou our, the Gentiles' ruler. They that know thy name shall put their trust in thee. Thou shalt have the dominion over us, the Gentiles. We will serve thee. Come thou and reign over us. Ye shall be blameless. Seek and search out all things. Thou shalt do signs. Show us, the Gentiles, our way that we should go. Keep not thou silence, O God. Hold not thy peace, and be not still, O God. Deliver us from evil, from the prophet, the Christian minister, Bible teacher, etc., to the priest, everyone dealeth falsely. Silence the ignorance of foolish men. Take away all iniquity and receive us graciously. Establish our works and let thy work appear to thy servants. We the Gentiles will do as thou sayest. They that war against thee shall perish. Thou shalt be secure. Haste thee and come. Come thou and reign over us. That is the Gentiles' official call and promises intended to be received by God. Now, listen to this. I'm going to read the call by itself, minus the references here. Just a call to the unknown God. Hear me, O Lord. Come thou and reign over us, the Gentiles. Be thou on the earth. Who art thou? What is thy name? We shall do thee honor. Where dwellest thou? Of what people art thou? Come thou and reign over us, the Gentiles. Be thou our, the Gentiles, ruler. Come thou and reign over us, the Gentiles. Seek and search out all things. Thou shalt do signs, which are all things. Show us our way that we should go. Keep not thou silence, O God. Hold not thy peace, and be not still, O God. Deliver us from evil, from the prophet, the Christian minister, Bible teacher, etc., to the priest. Everyone dealeth falsely. Silence the ignorance of foolish men. Establish our works, and let thy work appear to thy servants, the Gentiles. Haste thee and come. Now I will read the promises for God. Judges 13:17, Psalm 9:10, Genesis 27:40, 1 Kings 12:4, Genesis 44:10, Nehemiah 5:12, Isaiah 41:11-12, and Job 11:18. We the Gentiles shall do thee honor. They, the Gentiles that know thy name, will put their trust in thee. Thou, God, shalt have the dominion over us, the Gentiles. We, the Gentiles, will serve thee. Ye shall be blameless. We, the Gentiles, will do as thou sayest. They that war against thee shall perish. Thou shalt be secure. Those are the promises for God. Let me read the covenant at this time. Okay, the reading of the covenant. Psalm 25:14 says, He, the Lord God, Tommy of heart, will show them, the Gentiles, their covenant. Psalm 74:20, Jeremiah 11:12-6, to all the people, have respect to the covenant. Hear ye the words of this covenant and do them. Numbers 14:9, Jeremiah 5:24, Deuteronomy 29:29, Isaiah 25:9, 1 Timothy 4:10, Psalm 126:3, Psalm 98:1, Psalm 34:3, Jeremiah 51:10, Isaiah 33:22, Joshua 24:24, Jeremiah 42:6, Nehemiah 9:36, Exodus 24:7, Psalm 118:24, 1 Corinthians 4:9, Romans 14:8, and Isaiah 40:8, the Gentiles' covenant. The Lord is with us. Let us now fear the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever. We shall perform all the words of this law of our God, Tommy L. Hart. Tommy L. Hart is our God. We have waited for him. Tommy L. Hart is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. We trust in the living God, Tommy L. Hart. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. He hath done marvelous things. Let us exalt his name together. Let us declare the work of the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is our judge. The Lord is our lawgiver. The Lord is our king. He will save us. We, the Gentiles, will serve the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart, and we will obey his voice. Whether it be good or whether it be evil, we will obey the voice of the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart. We, the Gentiles, are servants this day. We will be obedient and do all that the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, has said. This is the day which the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We are made a spectacle. We, the Gentiles, are the Lord, Tommy L. Hart's servants. The word of our God, Tommy L. Hart, shall stand forever. Now, in that reading, there is the covenant. What precisely is the covenant? That's the question. Here is the Gentiles' covenant. We shall perform all the words of this law. That is the Gentiles' covenant. Other statements may be put with it, but they still go back to this statement. We shall perform all the words of this law. What law? This law right here. Just one moment. This law that begins, it begins here. Hear this, all ye people, give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. This is the law. This law is the way. Walk ye in it. This law has dominion over a man as long as he lives. Thou shalt do all that I, the word of God, command thee. And it goes on and on. That, some of you, no doubt, have heard me read this law before. But this is the law. The covenant, in the covenant, the Gentiles have said, we shall perform all the words of this law right here, which I read the first few words of it. Okay. So what do we have here? We have the law. We have the covenant. Let me speak on the covenant just a little bit more. In the Gentiles' covenant, or along with the covenant, are statements like this. We, the Gentiles, will serve the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart. But what did I say? I said that the covenant is this statement here. We shall perform all the words of this law. This statement says we will serve the Lord our God. Well, what is written in the law? In the law, it is written that the Gentiles should serve the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. So, what is the covenant? The covenant is we shall perform all the words of this law. Because the statement, we will serve the Lord our God, is written in the law. Okay? The people's law. The people's law. That's the law I'm speaking about at this time. The statement goes on. Let me read. We, the Gentiles, will serve the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart, and we will obey his voice. Well, doesn't the law command the people to obey the voice of the Lord their God, Tommy or Hart? Yes, it does. So then, what is the covenant? The covenant is simply, we shall perform all the words of this law. Now, I can go on. We, the Gentiles, will serve the state. Listen, we will be obedient and do all that the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, has said. So, the law itself demands obedience. Again, that statement, or the effect of that statement, is written in the law. So again, I ask, what is the covenant? This is the Gentiles' covenant. We shall perform all the words of this law. And that statement comes from Deuteronomy 29:29. That's where the Gentiles' covenant is found in some. Yes, there are statements very similar to the covenant. We will serve the Lord our God with all our heart. We will obey his voice. We will be obedient and do all that the Lord with all our heart has said. We will rejoice and be glad. Those statements or the effect of them are written in the law. Finally, the Gentiles' covenant is simply, the word they use there is may in the text, Deuteronomy 29:29. In legal terminology, may means shall. So I insert the word shall. The Gentiles' covenant is simply, we shall do or perform all the words of this law. So then, the Gentiles' covenant is a part of the law. Notice the wording. We shall perform all the words of this law. Like an attachment or just another part of the law. We shall perform all the words of this law. What have I done? I have identified the Gentiles' covenant. What else have I done? I have separated the promises from the call intended to be received by God. I first read the document, the Gentiles' official call and promises for God. Then I read the call for God, having separated the call for God from the Gentiles' official call and promises for God. Then I read the promises for God. Okay, anyway, I read the promises for God, having separated the promises from the call intended to be received by God. So here we have the Gentiles' official call for God, the promises for God, the Gentiles' covenant, and the law. The call, the promises, the covenant, the law. Four works. Let me read a statement here that is found in Galatians. And I want you to listen carefully because Because you should, just simple as that. Galatians. Listen. Galatians 3. I'll start with verse 10. For as many as are of the works of the law. So we have the statement regarding the law, the people's law. For as many as are of the works of the law, I just want to point that out. Everyone that continueth not in all things, look, there is all things. Remember all things? All things are the law of all things. I told you the last time that all things, you know, I read the list of all things are the law. It's the law concerning God. The people's law, I read an excerpt from that law a few minutes ago. All things which are written in the book of the law. The book of the law. That's the Bible. The Bible. The Bible refers to itself as, or let me just say it like that. The Bible refers to itself as the book of the law. Now, that is written several times throughout the Bible. This book of the law. Let me just read one statement from the Old Testament. And that will be Joshua 1, verse 8. Listen, this book of the law, that's Joshua 1, 8. And Galatians 3, 10. All things which are written in the book of the law. The Bible, as I've told you before, remember this, write it down. Write it down in your notebook. The Bible refers to itself as the book of the law. All things which are written in the book of the law. All things I have read to you, obviously, and I gave the references, I've given the references for each one of all things, they are all in the Bible. This book of the law. This is crucial. This is important to your understanding. The Bible is a law book through and through. It is not a religious book at all. The Christian church is a sham. They front with the Bible, but teach a different message. As you see clearly, those of you who follow my program and follow my teaching, the difference between what I teach and what the church teach is just obvious. You can't miss it. Look at what I teach. The Gentiles covenant. The people's law, the law of God, the law concerning God, all things, the call concerning God, the promises intended to be received by God. The Gentiles are official declaration of conversion. I teach who God is. I give you the Bible characteristics of God. How can you know God when he comes? I teach all of them. Those things are not taught in the church. yet they are in my Bible. And so I would imagine they are in the preacher's Bible. But they don't preach those things. And the Jesus that they preach is not the Jesus that is in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, although they read scriptures from the Bible. And I've told you the difference in the two Jesuses, the one that the Christian church teaches, Christianity, and the Jesus that is in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I've told you the difference. I told it to you the last time I appeared before you. But let's get back to these things. Here is a statement, Galatians 3:10, that mentions several things. The law, all things, and the book of the law. The law, the people's law, and all things are found in the book of the law. Now, which book do I take to be the book of the law? I take the Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version, to be the official book of the law, the book of the people's law. Authorized Version, AV, the AVB, Authorized Version Bible. Let's move on. Verse 15, Galatians chapter 3. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men, though it be but a man's covenant. That covenant that I read, remember? Can you say it back to me? What is that covenant that I gave you some minutes ago? We shall do all the words of this covenant. I'm sorry, of this law. Let me say that again, the Gentiles covenant. We shall do or perform all the words of this law. That's the covenant. Remember that. That's the covenant. The Gentiles covenant. The people's covenant. Get that? Verse 15, Galatians 3. Though it be but a man's covenant. This covenant, the people's covenant, is not an agreement between men and God. As the text says here, what is it? It is a man's covenant, an agreement between the people themselves to do a specified thing. Covenant definition for covenant, a binding and solemn agreement to do or not do a specified thing. That's Webster's definition for covenant. A solemn and binding agreement to do or not do a specified thing. What have the people agreed to do in the covenant? They have agreed to perform all the words of the people's law. They have agreed to perform all the words of the law, the people's law. A binding and solemn agreement in this case, a specified thing. The Gentiles are at agreement to perform what? All the words of the law, of the people's law, which some of you have heard me that I've given to you, the law that I have pointed out to you, the people's law. Okay, so here in Galatians, we have a mention of the works of the law, all things, and those things come from the book of the law, the Authorized Version Bible, and we have mention of the people's covenant. Listen, verse 15 again, Galatians 3. Though it be but a man's covenant, listen to this, yet if it be confirmed, where is the confirmation of the people's covenant? Listen, yet if it be confirmed, no man disannulleth or adds thereto. Who have I told you before bears the name, or the name no man refers to? I've told you that one view of no man is in the Authorized Version Bible, in the AZB, no man, in many of the statements, is a reference to, is a secret name for God. No man is a secret name for God. Now, in Galatians chapter 3 here, we have mention of the law, we have mention of the book of the law, we have mention of all things, we have mention of the people's covenant, and we have mention of no man. All of these weighty matters in the book of the law that I teach on, that I present. I've presented to you before information regarding no man. Now, one item in the group of all things says this. I read it last week, or the last time I appeared before you. It says, he regardeth no man. I want to explain that. And I've already told you that no man is a secret name for God in the AVD. The Christian minister would tell you no man can mean nobody, no person like that. Now, there are cases that I can give to that definition, that can take that definition in the scriptures. But so far, the only ones that I've dealt with are ones that are, you know, used to be the secret name for God. The secret name intended to be received by God. No man. As in this case here, Galatians 3:15. No man is the secret name for God. And still, it can also mean men cannot disannul the covenant, and men do not have the power to add to the covenant. It means both of those. Okay, in my teaching, it means both of those. Men cannot add to or take away from the covenant. Men cannot annul the covenant. Men cannot cancel completely the covenant. They cannot cancel the covenant. No man who is God, it says, disannuls or adds thereto. No man has done what here with regard to the covenant? No man has confirmed the covenant. God has confirmed the covenant. The covenant was already given. It's given in the book of the law, Deuteronomy 29:29. Where is its confirmation? Its confirmation comes from God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, who also is called by the secret nickname of No Man. God confirms the covenant. Though it be but a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, I have confirmed it. Wonderful. No man who is God has confirmed the covenant. They gave the secret name of the confirmer in Galatians 3:15. So we have mentioned here some weightier matters of the law being one of them. All things, the weighty matter of all things, the weighty matter of the law, the weighty matter of the book of the law, the weighty matter that is in the book of the law, the AVB, Authorized Version Bible. We have mention of the covenant. We have mention of no man. All in one chapter. All these weightier matters are mentioned. And you see that they are related. From my readings, you see that they are related. I separated the promises from the call. The covenant speaks of the law. These things are related. And the statement in the covenant that I pointed out, we shall perform all the words of this law, as though it's a part of the law, the covenant. You have these things, the covenant, the promises, the call, all having to do with the law. All of these things are in agreement. They are in agreement. The law, the call, the covenant, the promises, these things are in agreement. The people's, the Gentiles' official declaration of declaration of conversion, all of these things are at agreement. They agree with one another. All you have to do is hear them, read them. They are all in agreement. They agree one with the other. They speak to the same issue. Let's move on. Okay, so yet if, though it be but a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, no man does another. That's good news. This is good news. God, who is Tommy L. Hart, has confirmed the Gentiles' covenant. And what has God done in one reading? God has said, don't let me get ahead of myself, okay? God has confirmed the Gentiles' covenant. I've showed it to you. I've spoken to you. I've said it, okay? And no man disannul it or add it thereto. When I script the covenant down to its purest form, remember, there are statements like, we will serve the Lord. The Gentiles agreed to do that. But still, that statement, we will serve the Lord our God, that's in the law. That's a part of the law. We will do as thou sayest. That's still a part of the law. We will obey the word of the Lord our God. Although the Gentiles have agreed to do that, that is still a part of the law. So the covenant, the pure covenant is, we shall perform all the words of this law. That's serve the Lord. We will do as thou sayest. I had added, you know, the other statements. But then I looked at it again. I said, these other things here are included in the one statement. We will perform all the words of the law. This law, the people's law. This law, the people's law, that is in the what? The book of the law, that is the what? Authorized Version Bible, that I also refer to as what? The AVB. This is pure Bible teaching. Pure. Unadulterated. Pure Bible teaching. This is true Bible teaching. Truth Bible teaching. I haven't finished. Verse 17 of Galatians 3. And this I say, listen carefully to this, listen carefully. And this I say, that the covenant which I just revealed to you, the covenant that was confirmed. Watch this. In verse 15, it says, the covenant, if it be confirmed. Now, just two verses down, it says, the covenant that was confirmed. What is the covenant that was confirmed? The covenant comes from Deuteronomy 29:29. We shall perform all the words of this law. First, it was, if it be confirmed. Now, and this is true, this is real, it has been confirmed. But listen, the covenant that was confirmed before of God, by God, the law, which was 430 years after, stop right there. The covenant says, okay, now this statement says what? The law comes 430 years after, not just the covenant appearing, but after the confirmation of the covenant. Let me say that again. This statement says the law would come 430 years later or after the confirmation of the covenant. But that didn't happen. The book of the law here gives a space of 430 years for the covenant to be confirmed, and the production of the law. It gives a space of 430 years. What have I done? I have cut the 430 years to an infinitesimal, degree. There is no 430-year gap or space between the confirmation of the covenant here, the people's covenant, and the production or confirmation of the law. There is no 430-year gap that is given here in Galatians 3:17. That is highly, highly miraculous. reducing the time from 430 years to a space of time that is too small to be measured. Why? Because I have brought forth the covenant, I have confirmed the covenant, and I have confirmed the law all at the same time, simultaneously. I have done that which the Bible allowed 430 years to happen. People, are you getting this? Are you listening? That's worth my shouting about. Years to a space of time too small to be measured because they were done simultaneously. My work in bringing forth the law, bringing forth the covenant, bringing forth the call, bringing forth the declaration of conversion, and all the other things that I've brought forth. And you, those who follow me, you are witnesses of these things. Especially those who follow me weekly, you are very much witnesses of these things. You saw the law filled up. You saw it start out with just a few words. You saw the Gentiles' official declaration of conversion start out with maybe one statement or two statements. And now it has, that particular product has more than 50 statements in it. You saw the law start out with just a few statements, and now it has many statements. Many. You've seen these things. You are witnesses to the work of God. Not only to the work of God, you are witnesses to all things. I've shown them to you. Not only that, you are witnesses to the presence of God on earth. You are witnesses. You have heard the voice of the living God speak, and you are still alive. Dispelling the myth that if we the people hear the voice of God, we'll die. That myth is dispelled just by you hearing my voice. It's some great things going on here, people. It's some great things being done. I see why the book of the law says, give God glory. Give him his due. Give Tommy Hart his. Give him glory. Give him glory. Reducing what the Bible allowed 430 years to come about. God, Tommy L. Hart, has reduced the 430 years to a time too small to measure. It cannot be measured. They were done simultaneously. You talk about great. You talk about huge. You talk about big. You talk about profound. You talk about miraculous. You talk about doing truth. Showing truth. The covenant is real. Church talking about the Abrahamic covenant and all like that. Fictitious things. The lying ministers, okay? But I don't want to spoil this right here. Because God is too great. God, his works are great. That's what the Bible says. His works are great. Let's turn to Psalm 111 and see them praise God. Praise me for my works. Praise my works. Let's see what does it say. Psalm 111. I know it says something about the works of God. What does it say? The works of the Lord are great. Just simple as that. Simple statement. Profound. The works of the Lord are great. How great? This man took what the Bible allowed for to happen or come about or to be brought about in 450 years. This man did it all simultaneously. He did it in a space too small to be measured. He did it in a span of time that is too small to be measured. He did it simultaneously. That is, when I saw that, I just had to chuckle a little bit within myself. I just had to chuckle a little bit and say, wow, wow. The works of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, are great. The statement goes on to say, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. Do you have pleasure in my work? Are you rejoicing because of my work? Are you glad for my work? Are you glad to hear the truth of Bible content? Are you glad to know these things that are found in the book of the law, the Authorized Version Bible? Are you glad? Are you rejoicing? His work is honorable and glorious. That's scripture. Praising my works. His works are what? Number one, they're great. Okay, they're just simply great. Then his work is honorable and glorious. And his righteousness endures forever. He's right in what he's doing. He's right in his works. He's right. His righteousness shall endure forever. The truth of the Lord shall endure forever. Praise ye the Lord. Who is the Lord? The Lord is Tommy L. Hart. Get that, know it, stay with it. Stay the course, stay the course. There's another thing. Let me see if I have it here. Turning my pages. That made me happy. You see, hold the line, stand firm, don't retreat, stay the course. Are you with the law? Are you with the truth? Are you with God? Hold the line. Hold the line. Don't retreat. Ain't no time for retreating. Cowards retreat. Well, sometimes it's good to retreat, so I don't want to be so hard on that. But hold the line. Don't retreat. You turn to the law. You turn to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. You turn to the law. You realize the truth of the things he teach and presents. Hold the line. Stand firm. You see that the Bible says, I am God. You see that all things say that I am the Lord God. And I'm not ashamed of my word. I am not ashamed because I know I am right according to the book of the law. What is the book of the law? The Authorized Version Bible. What is it commonly called? King James Version. What do I call it also? The AVB. I am not ashamed of my works. The Bible says about me, it says, he is a workman who needeth not be ashamed. I have nothing to be ashamed of when it comes to my works, the works of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Nothing to be ashamed of. He is a workman who needeth not be ashamed.
What does he do? He rightly constructs the word of truth. I don't separate the word of truth. I construct it. You can even say, in some cases, reconstruct. He is a workman who needs not be ashamed, rightly constructing the word of truth. The word of truth with regard to all things, rightly constructing the word of truth that has to do with the Gentiles' official declaration of conversion, the word of truth that has to do with the Gentiles' call meant to be received by God, reconstructing the word of truth of the Gentiles' covenant. Okay. Yes, his work, the works of Tommy L. Hart are great. Tommy L. Hart's work is honorable and glorious. I know who the Lord is. I know, and I'm not retreating. I'm holding the line. Huh? I am holding the line. Hold the line with me. Stand up for truth. Don't retreat and stay the course. Stay the course. My works are honorable and glorious. The Bible says in Psalm 111, verse 4, he has made his wonderful works to be remembered. Listen, in verse 6, he has showed his people the power of his works. The works of his hands are verity and judgment. All his commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever and are done in truth and uprightness. Close out with joy here. Remember, February 10th, the Lord will take your calls. Call in. Call in. If the line is busy, keep calling. Keep calling till you get through. That's Sunday. That's next Sunday, February 10th. The Lord will take your calls. Yes, the Lord will take your calls. Remember the commandment coming from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, that starts out. Many of you have heard it before, starting September 1, 2012. All those who are 22 years of age and older, just into the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart, a check on money order in the amount of $30 payable to Tommy L. Hart. Send the check or money order to Tommy L. Hart, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia, 30815. Keep the commandment of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Remember this. God, Tommy L. Hart, has done that which the Bible allowed for 430 years, the Bible allowed 430 years to occur. Tommy L. Hart did it in a span of time that is infinitesimal, too small to be measured. He did them simultaneously. Join me next time, Thursday, 7 o'clock, for another edition of Law Master. Thank you.